Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Praise the Lord. Y'all just stay right there a second. How many of you know the Lord's good? He is so good. There's someone here that the Lord's really speaking to, and He's telling you that don't be ashamed, and don't be ashamed of Him. And what He's asking you to do is give a demonstration to the people that you're all in. I don't know who that is. God bless you. Anybody else? You want to make it known to the people that you're all in for Jesus. It might be a rededication. It might be something that says, "Hey, I want Jesus in my life." But you're all in. I'm all in. Does anybody else want to just show? Stand up. Don't sit down in a hurry. Stand up. Don't sit down in a hurry. Stand back up, Polly. I'm all in too, honey. I'm all in. How about you? Are you all in? No, you're not going to hold back anything. You're going to be all in for God. I'm all in. He wants us to be all in. There's another thing that the Lord's after this morning by the Spirit of God, that there's some people in your life, there's just something that is your valley. I don't know what that valley is for you, and I don't know who it's for. It's your valley, and you're walking in it, but you're struggling right now trying to find out the reason. And He wants you to know that the reason that you're in this valley is so you can speak life to it. Now, you guys can sit down. God bless you. I know you're all in. Now, this is about, there's a valley that you're in this valley. You're walking through it, but you don't know the reason why. But God's wanting to tell you that the reason why is He's wanting you in the valley to speak to it. He's wanting you to speak the life that you're looking to see. It might be in your life. It might be in somebody else's life. It might be, I don't know. But anyway, this valley needs the words of the Lord spoken into it. Now, is that anybody here? If it's you, stand up. There's one. If it's you, stand up. Great. Any more? Stand up. Don't be ashamed of this. This is just the Spirit of the Lord moving in such a way that He's wanting to thread His presence in our midst. He wants to thread us together with an understanding that He's the God of the mountain, and He's the God of the valley. Our participation on the mountain is not that hard. We want to praise Him. We're on the mountaintop, and we just let her rip. But He wants to thread His presence into the very valley that we're in. And what He wants us to do is cooperate with Him and speak to that valley. Speak life to where there is something that It may not be a lot of life going on. It may not be a lot of activity going on, but you want to see the movement of God, the presence of God moving. See, when we sing that song about rattle, I think about this a lot. You know, the thing is, Ezekiel was told, speak to the dry bones. And when you think about that, you scratch your head over and say, what good's that going to do? Nothing in the natural coming from you and I. But when we operate in the Spirit of God and do what the Spirit of God, we empower the Spirit to do what He already wants to do. So I want you to speak to that, whatever that valley is. You don't have to speak it out loud. I want you to speak to that. Take this moment right now to speak to your valley. Speak life to that valley, whatever that is. And if you're not standing, but you know you needed to, but you're not standing, but I want you to do the same thing wherever you are. Just speak life to that difficulty that either has you down and you don't see beyond it. This is how you release His presence in the midst of what you're going through. Can we sing some of, not that last song, but the one before that? Can we sing some of that, that sort of backside of it? No, not that one.
Mercy.
Mercy. Mercy. I tell you what, I was supposed to come to the altar at that song. Not in need of something. But I was supposed to come to the altar just to say, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be obedient. And if you want to join me, come on. I just want to thank Him. I just want to thank Him for His mercy. Because without His mercy, I wouldn't be here today. Without His mercy, I wouldn't be alive today. Crystal Daniel came down and she felt like she needed to tell me a word and tell me something the Lord told her. And it was such a blessing that she was obedient to do that. But I found out very quick, Crystal, that word just wasn't for me, but it was for the church. And here's the word. She just whispered in my ear. She said, the Lord wants me to tell you this. I got you. Gotcha. So I'm going to release that to all of you because I don't think it's just for me. It is for me, but it's not just for me to hold. It's for me to give to you. That God's telling you, God wants you to know, I've got you. I've got you. I've got you. And I asked the Lord about it, and I said, Lord, this thing about you got me. And then he whispered to me, he said, I got you when you didn't even know you needed to be gotten. Do you hear what I'm saying? There's times when I don't even feel like that God has me, but I don't even feel like He needs to have me at that point in time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let's see, what we think we can do without Him, He does for us anyway. You know that saying that says, I got this?
Yeah.
We don't have anything.
Right.
He's got it all. And what He's wanting this congregation, what He wants all His body to know, I've got you. I've got a hold on you that Ajax won't take off. That wasn't what he was saying. That's what I'm saying. I've got a hold on you that I will never let go of you. So thank Him. Go ahead and sing some of that song about the mercy. Let's just worship Him. Just give Him praise, give Him thanks, and let's just worship Him.
Oh,
Say, I don't know if I know him. I'm not sure I know him, but I want to know him, and I want him to know me, and I want him to come into my life, changing my life forever. Who is that? Today's your day. Anybody here? You want to make sure before we leave here today that you know and understand that you belong to Jesus and he belongs to you. Well, let's stand one more time and give him praise. He's worthy of it, you know. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I don't do this very often. I believe the Lord is, please be seated. I'm sorry. I think the Lord is wanting us in this moment to resolve a critical question that he really has for all of us, and that question is, under whose authority are you living from day to day? Is it your own authority, or is it the authority, the covering of God through Christ? God would ask you, in relationship to the giving of my son to you, to each of you, the shed blood of Jesus, how much blood shed is sufficient for you? How much blood shed by our Lord Jesus Christ is enough to convince you of who the authority is in your life today? Is it this much? From our divine Father, from his blood, how much does it take for me to be saved and delivered? Is it this much?
Yes.
Is it an eyedropper? Is it a quart jar? Is it a gallon jug? How much blood shed by Jesus is enough? In this moment, how much is it? Is it enough for next week? Is it enough for next month? Is it enough for the rest of my life? He wants us to resolve that. We cannot become his sons and daughters until we resolve that. I grew up in a denomination where rededication was very common. Sunday after Sunday, people were coming to the altar. Oh, God, you know, it's like the blood wasn't enough. It only got me through a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year, whatever. And I say this in kindness and love, please. I'm speaking to myself. For me to do, Lord Jesus, what you've commissioned me to do, what you have ordained that I do, the steps that I have before me that you have ordered, how much blood, Lord Jesus, is necessary? Amen.
Amen. I'm going to piggyback on that a little bit. That's pretty powerful, because when we baptize, if you notice it, it says, we baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a title. There's a lot of Jesus, Jesuses in the world. That's just their name. But Christ is the anointed one.
Right.
Jesus was the anointed one.
Right.
That's a title. But you look at the word Lord, that's the Greek word kyrios, which means master,
right.
Boss.
Ultimate.
When I was in Mexico, they had a hard time pronouncing my name, so they called me Jefe. What does that mean over there? Jefe.
Boss.
Boss. And then they said, oh no, El Patron. What does that mean? Okay, big boss. They called him the big boss, El Patron. He's higher than El Patron. He is the boss. So when we baptize somebody, when you are in the Lord Jesus Christ, he is your boss.
Yes.
He is the Lord and Master.
Right.
You aren't. You're to be obedient only what I see him do. John 5:30. This is what I do. Amen. This is what, brother, is that what you're talking about? Because that's what I'm hearing. And that's the title. Maybe you've got just Jesus. Maybe you're just looking for the anointed one, bring healing in your life or something. But he's the boss. You go to him every day. I heard one guy say, give him the best day of your life. I forget who said that, but he said, look at your prime time of, if you'd like 5 o'clock. I had an older brother like 5 o'clock in the morning. He said, you find whatever is your best part of the day, and you give that to God. That's powerful. You can take that home with you. Whatever you consider the best day, maybe it's just getting off work, you know? But you look to him and say, boss, what do you want me to do? And I take a scratch pad sometimes. When I sit down and I'm praying, I get orders. I write it down. Amen? I want to encourage you in that. That's a good word. Thank you. Thank you for being obedient, brother.
I just want to say, repeat what Pastor Terry said about if there's anyone in here that doesn't know Jesus, today's your day. And I heard that a couple times over there when I was sitting. And don't be embarrassed to come up and tell the Lord you want him to be your Savior and your Lord from now on. Because that's the best thing that'll ever happen to you. The best thing that'll ever happen to you till you go to heaven. Because you will have peace. You'll have peace. You will have joy in every valley that you face. I've been through a few valleys. But God gave me the joy and he gave me the peace. Now, I cry because of the goodness of God, because I've seen it so much. But don't be embarrassed. Just come, because we've all done that. We've all come before the Lord and asked him to be our Savior and our Lord. And he will become, and he already is, but in your mind, he will become everything that you need. He will become everything that you need. You may not know it. He already is everything that you need. But he will become everything that you need. But you are required to take the first step to say, yes, I want to be in that place of knowing him personally, intimacy. And I just give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I didn't know I was coming to share Christ with you. But I knew God was calling someone. He's probably calling someone else. They refuse to answer. They may not get another chance. I want to read this to you if I can. thank you, Lord. God knows your heart and is not concerned with your words as he is with the attitude of your heart. This is a following suggested prayer. It says, Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I open the door of my life and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for forgiving my sins and giving me eternal life. Take control of the throne of my life and make me the man that you would have me to be. If this is what you want God into your life. Romans 10:9 said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Is that your confession today? Then God hears you. He heard your heart. He heard you before you walked up here. He knows all about you. Today, you are saved in Jesus' name. That confession one day when I thought I was in a world of sin that nobody could deliver me from where I was. Nobody could change who I was. But I never seen him again. A young minister stepped up and said, ask God to come into your life and change your life. Asked him now. I said, Lord, I don't know who you are. This man said that you can change my life and make me a better man. I asked God to come into my life that day. God changed my life forever.
Yeah.
If you're here today and you think that you can't do it and you can't make it, I didn't worry about what tomorrow was going to bring. I stepped into it and God changed my life, and he keeps changing it day by day by day by day by day. Walk away from it. I tell you, if you walk away from it, you may have walked away from the best thing that could have ever happened to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But for the mercy.
Yeah. It's a chain reaction, isn't it? It's the flow of God. Somebody talking about let the wave of God come through here this morning. It came through last week, and it's coming through again here in just a more of a manifestated way. From the mercies and goodness. Let me just start with what Paul said. He says, I've not yet apprehended this thing yet. I've not obtained this whole thing yet. I'm not either. But you know, but I'm going to keep pressing on. I'm going to keep pressing on to the higher calling of the Lord. And then you're going to go back to David, the one who stumbled and done these things. And he said over there in the Psalms, in the 23rd, he said, but you know what? The song that we're singing over here, that the mercy, the goodness and mercy of the Lord shall do what? Shall follow me all the days of my life. And then here's the good part. So when you receive that blood, however little bit it is, it's enough that you will abide in the house of God forever. This is the calling, what Pastor's saying. There's still people right now. And I had to say this because this is going to be your little breaking point that gives you that last little unction that you need to step off in here to lay it all down. Not just say, hey, this is, no, that's, it's gone. What's behind you is gone. Yes. Now everything lies before you.
Yeah.
And what's behind you is not your past. It's mercy and goodness.
Yes.
I do want to say one thing. When Pastor Terry first asked for somebody to come up, I started to and didn't. And when I didn't get the chance then, I sat there and prayed to God. I said, God, let there be another chance. She got the word. It happened. So thank you, God.
I'll give him praise.
Oh, he's good, ain't he?
Always.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me see. I'm trying my best to find the order of service.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Yeah, you just let the... I love it when his plan comes together.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Spirit of God knows what needs to happen and when it needs to happen and how it needs to happen. He's just looking for people that he can work with and work through. I hope we always stay that people. That he can work through us, he can work with us, and he can work through us. Because as long as we do that, we'll be able to accomplish the things that he wants us to accomplish. As we stand on his word, we follow the Spirit of God. I'm going to share just a few minutes with you about something that I was going to talk to you a little bit more about belonging and what that means, but that's for another day. But I want to say that it's sort of like a shocking thing. Do you know that you cannot come to God without you being perfect?
I told you it was shocking. You can't come to God. Thank you, guys. Let's give praise to God for this praise team. You can't come to God without you being perfect. Well, how many of us are perfect? And I got the answer to Ed's question, Brother Ed's question. Whatever amount of blood that you got from Jesus, it's more than enough. It ain't just enough. It's more than enough for the rest of your life. And you know the reason why? His blood's eternal. All the goats and all that other stuff was nature. It was in the natural. Dried up, gone. Jesus' blood is eternal. Why is that? Your blood type comes from your Father. He's eternal. So Jesus' blood type is eternal. Anyway, let me move on. I'll start somewhere else that I don't want to go, or shouldn't go, I guess. But so here's the thing about it. To come to God, you must be perfect. You got to be perfect. Leviticus tells us, as Leviticus 22:17 said, the thing that you bring to the Lord must be perfect to be accepted. You can't go to God to be accepted without you being perfect. I just don't understand that. No, I can help you understand it. Because the only way to the Father is through Jesus. And when you come to Jesus, He makes you perfect. His sacrifice made you perfect. Y'all understand that? He said, no man comes to the Father except by Him. So we can't go to God without going through Jesus. And when we come to Jesus, Jesus takes our sins and gives us His righteousness and has made us perfect. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. The scriptures tells us that He's made us perfect. Ephesians 1:6, to the praise and the glory of His grace by which He made us accepted into the beloved. The only reason you was acceptable is because of Jesus. The only reason God accepted you is because you came through His Son. I'm telling you, Jesus needs to be glorified and praised and honored for all that we are in God. Hebrews 10:14 says this, is by one offering that he has perfected us forever, those who've been sanctified. Jesus perfected us, because the Bible says that an offering to God, it has to be perfect for it to be accepted by God. The reason you're accepted by God is because Jesus made you acceptable. Jesus made you and I perfect. Now, I'm not saying we're not perfect in our performance. I'm not perfect in my performance of my works. I'm not perfect in that. I'm not perfect in my thoughts. I'm not perfect in all. I'm not. I'm not perfect in all my motives. But in my position, I'm perfect. He has placed me in, I am in Christ and placed me in the Father because of the perfection that He has given to me. Because He's told me that I'm seated in the heavenlies with God. Seated in the, so I'm here and I'm there. You are here and you're there. Why? Because it's the spiritual aspect of us being born again. Not born once. Born twice. And that made us perfect. We are perfect in our standing in God because He has given us His right standing. He took everything that we had, everything that we were, all the ugliness of who we were, and He said He took that upon Himself. And His righteousness that He had, He gave. and put it upon us. He said, now you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So we're acceptable to God. That's the reason Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. There's no other way to God. There's no you can't work good enough. You can't work hard enough. You can't work long enough. You can't pray enough. You can't read the Bible enough. You can't do any of that to get to God. But you can go to Jesus, and he'll make everything right that was wrong. He'll make everything that was old, he'll make it new. And he sets us in him, in his righteousness. And he says, now we have become accepted into the beloved. Perfectionism never works. Surrender always does. Surrender to him, be yielded to the Lord. And the great words today about the blood and about the authority. He said something about authority. Brother Jeff said something about the being Lord. You know, a lot of people have him as Savior, but a lot don't have him as Lord. I want his salvation, but I don't want to do his will. But I'll leave you with this. The reason you belong into the beloved. The reason he caused you and I to belong is so we could build. So we get active about, and I'm not talking about buildings. I'm talking about people. So we could build the kingdom. See, there is a must inside of us if we are born again. There is a must. We must be about the Father's business. We must be about it. If we belong, we have a purpose. If we belong, we have a reason. When we belong, we have a role. When we belong, we have a commitment. So here's the thing about it. Don't tell people, I go to Father's Vineyard, or I go to church, or I attend church. Start telling people, say, well, you go to church? Nope, I belong to a church. Do you hear what? I belong. I belong to a people. You belong to God, and you belong to his people. I belong. I matter to those people. I have a purpose in the midst of those people. I have a reason. I am valued in the midst of those people. I have a responsibility in the midst of those people. I have a role to play in the midst of those people. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Why? You belong. You know, you don't go to a family. You belong to a family. There you go, Thelma. You belong to a family. You don't go to, I go to family. No, you don't go to family. You belong to a family, and you belong to God, and then you belong to a family. You belong, if you're here, if God has sent you here, you belong here. You just don't attend here. You just don't go here. You belong here. And with all of that, we have inside of us everything that we need to be able to fulfill the very purpose that he sent us here to do. Y'all hear that? Okay, I'm not going to keep you any longer. All I know is God spoke today through a lot of different people, through the music, through he has spoke to my heart, and I have enjoyed being church. How about you? Let's stand together and give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise for the freedom. He's worthy of all of it, all of it. Father, we're grateful to be here today. Lord, I didn't know what was going to happen, but you did. And Lord, just continue to teach us to follow you. Continue to establish us as a people to be able to fulfill the very anointing that you have placed upon this house and upon this people. Lord, help us to bless other congregations because they belong. We belong, and we're together. Lord, I ask you this, that you teach us to bless the land that you've put us in. Teach us to bless the land that you put us in. That we would speak, that we would cease to criticize and endeavor to fix. And endeavor to be the answer. Lord, that's what you want us to do. And it's for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless y'all. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.